For the second consecutive day, several hundred protesters marched through Seattle's streets yesterday. The protests come in response to Monday's grand jury verdict in Ferguson. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, many in Seattle see this as a highly local issue.
The march started with a parking lot full of people at a church in Seattle's Central District. They headed out on 23rd Avenue. Later, Seattle pastor Lawrence Willis described what happened next.
And when we looked south down 23rd Avenue, we saw a group of young people that was coming down 23rd Avenue. In my heart, just shouted out, "Hallelujah!
The stream of students from nearby Garfield High School filed in, and the march grew bigger and louder. Riley Calcagno is a junior at Garfield.
Coming out here today to show and stand with them and send a message that they're not alone.
Other students declined interviews, saying their parents didn't know they skipped school. The Seattle King County NAACP and the United Black Clergy organized the march. Shalee Seacrest is with the NAACP. She expected a large Seattle response to Ferguson, given this city's recent spotlight on racially biased policing.
We've got a Department of Justice investigation findings that police officers, they handle black men unfairly. And so when you're talking about police brutality anywhere on the planet, it hits home here.
As the crowd rolled on, store owners, shoppers, and office workers looked on from the sidewalks. Many smiled, others chanted along. Cars honked in support. During the march, Ariel Hart handed out flyers for programs that help youth confront racism.
So I'm dealing with a lot of hurt, a lot of anger, and wanting to channel it in a way that's going to bring about change.
Hart said she feels hopeful. Others were less optimistic, like Eric Sims.
Oh, it's never going to change. It stays the same. It's just this will last for a few and disappear into the mix.
Reverend Kelly Brown said the march gives her a place to put her energy and emotion.
I mourn for mothers. I mourn for fathers. I mourn for black men who are afraid they won't make it home at night.
It just gets tiring after a while when it's, you know, black lives, like, it's not worth nothing.
Jugna Kinde kept toward the back of the crowd. The tall black man stood out in a bright yellow rain suit, but he walked the 2-mile route quietly, with hands raised up in surrender.
Just imagine, like, just me having my hands up here the whole time and somebody still go ahead and press the trigger. I find that hard. So I'm worried.
Hands up! Don't shoot!
Worried, he said, for young black kids who grow up to fear the police. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
Don't shoot!